Facebook is testing a YouTube-like video feed. Josh Constein is a senior writer for TechCrunch and joins us to tell us all about it. Welcome to the show, Josh.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, it's an exciting day.
Yeah, thank you for coming on. Now, it makes sense, I guess, from Facebook's perspective that they would want to compete with YouTube as a destination for watching videos. How does this this new video feed work?
So Facebook's trying to figure out a way for you to discover videos through your friends. A lot of people are sort of posing it as a competitor to YouTube, but it's almost more of an alternative because when you go to YouTube, you know what you want to watch. You're going to see some specific creator or some awesome viral video that's making the rounds. But on Facebook, it's about serendipitous video discovery. It's about finding videos you didn't even know you wanted to watch, but your friends or a page that you follow have shared them, and you're just in the middle of your newsfeed watching. But what Facebook wants to do is get you out of that serendipitous one-off video watching experience and instead have you actually watch lots of videos in a row. And so what it's done is it's created a separate feed which is accessible through the bookmarks for the small group of people that are in the test. And they'll be able to see just a whole list of different videos in these different channels. So you'll have a channel of videos that your friends have shared, a channel of videos shared by pages that you follow, trending videos, videos you've watched before. And you can scroll down through that feed and then horizontally through the different content as you see in this animated GIF.
So Josh, I think it's a smart play on Facebook's part. And I've often said that the only constant thing about Facebook is that it's constantly changing. And I remember when people got really irked when Facebook broke out its Messenger app from Facebook, made a whole separate app. You had written that in people in this test for the videos, the Messenger button is actually replaced by the videos. So do you think they're going to get rid of this Messenger button entirely now and just replace it with videos? Or what are they going to do here?
No, I don't think so. I think the idea is basically they want to get good data on this test, so they just put it in a really prominent place. And yeah, some people might gripe about the fact that the button is where the Messenger button normally is, but I don't imagine that's where it'll be in a final rollout, unless they really rejigger the whole navigation of the app. But really, I think it's about them figuring out what works for discovery. So Facebook is trying a whole bunch of different ways for you to watch videos. They've got suggested videos beneath the video when you watch something. After you watch it, you'll see a list of other related videos that you might watch afterwards. They've got picture-in-picture viewing. They've got the option to save a video to view it later. And basically, Facebook's trying everything it can to figure out how do people want to watch videos, and then it'll roll out what actually works.
Now, Facebook told you that they might bring, or at least they're open to bringing this feature to smart TVs. And one obvious destination for that would be Apple TV, because, of course, Apple wants to provide the best TV experience, like several of the providers do. But they also have this kind of anything but Google policy. They try to work with lots of people like Facebook and so on, but they don't like working with Google. Would this be potentially something that Apple TV might offer as an alternative to YouTube, in the sense that people want viral videos that are flying around the internet, and this could be a way to give it to them without giving them Google?
Yeah, I mean, Facebook and Apple form a natural alliance against Google because Google is just doing so many things. So it ends up competing with both of those companies. And yeah, I think a laid-back Facebook video watching experience could be great. Sure, the newsfeed works for while you're out and about, and you might come across a single video, watch for 30 seconds, and then go back to reading news or seeing photos from your friends. But if you're home after a long day and you just want to sit down and watch some cool content, you can imagine Facebook providing a lean-back video experience where you just watch video after video on your smart TV. And yeah, that would work perfectly on Apple TV, but always Facebook wants, you know, mass accessibility. It's trying to build for as many people as it can at once. So I wouldn't expect it to sort of be a proprietary system which would only work with Apple TV, but instead it's just trying to get as many ways for people to watch organic video as possible, because the more organic videos that Facebook can get into its feed and get people used to watching, the more it can insert those very lucrative video advertisements.
Yeah, I was just going to go there, Josh, because that's really what this is all about, boosting engagement and ad revenues. And, you know, let's assume that the test goes well and they do roll this out. How much impact do you think this will have on, say, Google's YouTube revenues and the engagement over there?
I think that there's so much ad spend sloshing over from television as advertisers seek places where they can get much better targeting than just massive demographic swaths that they get with television. So I think that there's plenty of dollars to go around. It's really just a question of whether Facebook can come in and provide an experience which really works for people and for advertisers. But I would contest that it's not necessarily all about advertising dollars, because for Facebook, they see video as this natural progression. You know, when Facebook started way back when, it was all about text. And then eventually people got into photos, which seems crazy that Facebook didn't have photos for a while, but it really didn't. And now we're moving into video, and eventually it sees virtual reality as the next step in content. But Facebook has to keep with the times and keep offering the most up-to-date and most vivid content formats to keep people interested. So this is something it had to do no matter what, and the ad revenue is just sort of a nice bonus.
They also have to do something about piracy, for lack of a better term, stolen videos, posted without the permission of the person who's trying to monetize it somewhere else, on YouTube, for example. And you mentioned that Facebook's working on a tool that that's kind of like YouTube's Content ID. What more do you know about that project?
Yeah, so creators are pissed off because what's happening is Facebook publishers and other Facebook pages are going maybe to their YouTube links or their Facebook links, ripping those videos and then sharing them as if they're their own. And then when people reshare those videos, they're getting more followers that really don't belong to them. They didn't earn those followers. They didn't make that video content. But the systems Facebook has used to combat this piracy have been pretty mediocre. They've been third-party tools that Facebook has contracted in. But now it's been working on a very strong, much more full-featured anti-piracy tool internally that it's working to release pretty soon. And when I talked to Facebook yesterday, they revealed that they have two big intentions. They're not finalizing any of the functionality, but they said what they want is to offer creators options rather than just saying, hey, block anybody else who's trying to show my video, which is sort of a clumsy way of dealing with piracy because it just leads to that content being pulled off the internet, which in some cases isn't what content creators want. Instead, they'll offer that option, but hopefully they're also going to offer an option where creators can say, no, leave those other copies of the video up, but pay me a share of the ad revenue that they end up generating. And so if Facebook can make this work, it'll make it so people aren't afraid to share content. They don't have to necessarily worry exactly where it comes from, but they just won't, you know, the people who originally created the video will be compensated. And that means big creators who make really beautiful video art will be sharing their content on Facebook, not just on YouTube, where the Content ID works similarly and they can actually get paid for their work.
Everybody's spending a ton of time on Facebook these days, but you do it professionally. I'm curious, how much time do you spend each day on Facebook?
I mean, literally all day. I think I spend 10 hours a day during my workday on Facebook. I always have the window open. And then, you know, I run so much of my social life through it. It happens there as well. And that's interesting because that's Facebook's next big move, is the idea that they own so much time on mobile, while so many other people, their apps are mediocre, they don't perform well, they don't have large user bases, that Facebook is starting to try to farm that time out to other people and then share the revenue from it. So whether that's providing this video feed and compensating video creators, Facebook also this week started testing a new shopping feed, which is just all sorts of different products that have been shared to your newsfeed that you might want to buy. And they're basically saying, hey, you know, mobile shopping retailers, nobody's coming to your website. Nobody wants to download a special app just for your app, for your shopping experience. Build your shopping experience into Facebook where people already spend their time, and we're going to split the money and both get rich together.
Wow. 10 hours a day. Folks, don't try this at home. He's a trained and licensed professional.
I am at the toxicity level of internet addiction.
Your friends are going to do an intervention. Josh Constein is at TechCrunch.com, and that's also where you can find the article we talked about today. And also on Twitter at Josh Constein, and of course on Facebook. Just search for his name. Josh, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, it's my distinct pleasure.